DFLer Tim Penny emerged as the clear favorite among the 641 respondents in the NPR Pioneer Press poll. In a hypothetical matchup, Penny would best incumbent Rod Graham's 50% to 33%. Reformer James Gibson came in at 1%, with the remainder undecided. The poll has a margin of error of plus or minus 4 percentage points. Penny says he hadn't expected to fare quite that well.
Oh, I had a sense that I would probably be neck and neck with Graham, but I find this interesting, though, and sort of irrelevant at this point.
Irrelevant because earlier this week, Penny announced he wouldn't enter the race to challenge Graham's. Penny says he doesn't want the personal and family disruptions associated with a Senate campaign, and he says he'll stick by that decision. In matchups with the remaining DFL field, Graham's comes out on top in each case. Cal Groover of Sauk Rapids says he hopes that will change with time. Groover is one of the regular voters contacted for the survey. He says he'd like to see a clear alternative to Graham's emerge from the DFL pack.
The others have to let themselves be known, and not just occasionally. They're going to have to get out and really do some publicity work, and they have to let themselves be known on the whole business of choice, pro-choice, anti-abortion, all of this. I don't really know those type of things about any of the people who have declared themselves.
The closest hypothetical race has Graham's topping Rebecca Yanish 42-36%. His next closest contender is Michael Cerisi, who scores 35% to Graham's 43%. Performing progressively worse are David Lillehog, Steve Kelly, Steve Miles, and Jerry Janicich. But even virtual unknowns such as Dick Franson and Ole Savior grab roughly 25% against the incumbent. DFL State Party Chair Mike Erlinson says that means Graham's is vulnerable.
He's a weak sitting incumbent U.S. Senator. Most people say he's the weakest one in the country, but nobody in the DFL side of things, including me as chair, takes this election as anything but a tough battle for not only the DFL nomination, but to beat Senator Graham's. But the numbers that he has clearly show that it's wide open and that the senator can be beaten.
Graham's challenges the idea that his support is thin.
Maybe go back to the word vulnerable. That word has been overused. And when people get close to this campaign, they don't view me as that vulnerable.
To buoy his reelection bid, Graham's will rely on the Donna Medines of Minnesota. Medine is a poll respondent from Graham's home base of Anoka.
I believe in most of the things that Rod Graham stands for, and there are a lot of conservatives around Minnesota. I see how things are going, but anyways, I don't know who's going to win, but I know that Rod's going to put up a good fight, and frankly, I hope he wins.
Bringing up the rear in all cases is Gibson, the Reform Party candidate. Gibson fails to hit 5% in 8 out of 9 possible three-way races featuring himself, Graham's, and one of the DFLers. If Gibson or some other Reform Party challenger doesn't capture at least 5% of the vote in November's general election, the Reformers could lose major party status during the next election cycle. At the Capitol, I'm Michael Koo, Minnesota Public Radio.